effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83, breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into Tzatziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Now after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. We'll get to your phone calls at 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. We haven't taken a ton of calls the first couple of hours, but we'll be happy to dig into that telephone line here in a little bit. I do have some other news to get to also, so we'll cover that. And, tell you about some of our great sponsors, just in case you wonder what the 11 o'clock hour is going to be like. I hope you have a 5-point safety harness, maybe even a 7-point. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. Flower Child, you're on the air with Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I hope on topic. I've had to be in and out of the car.
Yeah.
But I would like for you to inform the public about who the Federal Reserve is and explain to them that the U.S. government does not own the Federal Reserve, but it is owned by international bankers. And that war is profitable for these international bankers.
Well, you just
you just did.
you gave him all the warning. Is there something you want me to expand on? Because that, otherwise, that was a solid call.
Otherwise, you covered it. So,
no. Well, I think it would be interesting to if the American people understood who started the Federal Reserve, who controls our money, who controls the interest rate.
Well, tell them.
Got passed.
Who tell them? Tell them. Who started it?
Hey, what now?
Tell them. Who started it?
Tell them.
So it was in 1913.
Yeah.
They passed this, some people passed this law.
You mean the Congress?
Hey, or something like that. And Woodrow Wilson signed something into effect. I don't have all the talking points in front of me, and I'm nearly elderly with my brain. But Prescott Bush, who is H.W. Bush's father, had something to do with that. And it's when we start a war, we don't have enough money to pay for it, so we have to borrow money from the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is owned by national and international bankers like the Rothschild.
Okay. I appreciate your call. I do, and I appreciate you getting that out. I'm not as anti-Federal Reserve as everybody else. I think most people assume with a lot of my political positions.
Yeah, I'm surprised here.
Some of my beliefs on the way the world works, globalism and corporatism and the whores that promote it and benefit from it. I think a lot of people assume I would be a big anti-Federal Reserve guy. I'm not. For a couple reasons.
Why?
Yeah. For a couple reasons. One is, you got to go up to like the 6 or 8 years leading up to the creation of the Federal Reserve. There was a lot of bank runs and panics. A lot of banks going out of business. The dollar was anything but stable.
Mm-hmm.
The United States was not the world's foremost superpower. Right. Militarily or industrially.
And England still?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Germany?
Yeah, I mean, continental Europe and England, sure. But not the United States.
No.
Not the United States. The United States didn't really enter that realm until after World War One,
and then didn't really
until the
enter
50s.
That realm until after World War Two.
Yeah, 40s and 50s. And what gave us the competitive advantage, frankly, was the Federal Reserve.
Well, and at least they ripped their countries apart and not ours.
Well, that didn't hurt. But the Federal Reserve gave us a little bit of stability. Now, I'm not wild about how they yank down interest rates and yank up interest rates to create political chaos and all that. There are things I would absolutely do differently. I'm not saying it's a flawless organization that's God-given and Moses didn't describe it on the Mount and all that. But a lot of people want to audit the Fed. That scares the hell out of me. Because right now, things are pretty good in my life, right?
Yeah.
My lights are on. My water runs with mostly clean water. A little lead because I'm in Montgomery, but it's mostly clean water. I've got a job. The lights, electricity works here.
Works here.
Radio station's free, free airwaves. Federally regulated, but mostly free. Most people I know drive cars. Most families have multiple cars, jobs, health insurance. The trash gets picked up once, twice a week, depending on where you live. I mean, there's a lot of good in life. I don't take a lot of vacations.
But some people do.
But most people I know take vacations. They get a week or two off here and there. Maybe take a week in the summer, a week around spring break. Some people are very wealthy in this economy. Some people are not as wealthy. But you know what? It's hard to starve to death in the United States.
Very.
Really hard to starve to death. In fact, one of the great marks of poverty in the Western world, in the United States in particular, is obesity. Obesity and luxury items like beer and cigarettes and drugs. You know, when you think of your average, I'll borrow from the racist 1980s. When you think of your average welfare queen, what do you think of? Right? Six kids, cigarettes, weed, beer, a big woman. That's poverty in America.
Right.
You know what poverty in most places is? Eating out of dumpsters.
Distended bellies because you don't have enough to eat.
Yeah.
Not fat, but like distended.
Right. You're looking like a walking skeleton with a beach ball implanted in the middle of you.
Yeah, eating out of dumpsters.
Eating out of dumpsters. And, literally starving to death. Your child has no food, and you couldn't go steal it if you had to because there's none available. And your kid cries to sleep at night, and you can't do anything about it. All you can do is cry and pray next to him. And give up what little meager food you have to give to that child. That's real poverty. We don't have that in the United States. Not much. Most of the true poverty we have are people who probably could have a lot of their problems alleviated if they got a decent mental health care system. Because most of the true poverty are people who are so mentally ill, they don't know to take shelter.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know to set up normal food supplies. That's true poverty in America. It's mental illness. The rest of America, it's really hard to starve to death. And when you go and audit the Fed, that entire system might get turned on its head.
Right.
Because while there may be corruption in there, and I'm sure there is.
There's corruption everywhere.
But it's not the type of corruption that leads to starvation.
Right.
For the bulk of the people. Now, I might not be able to, without currying favor with some globalist corporate whore, become worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But you know what? I can put a couple grand in savings in the bank for a rainy day. I can send my kids to school, even if it's not a great school, to school. We're going to have food at the end of the day, and life is going to go on. And in the grand scheme of things, if you make $25,000 a year and have a kid or two at home, and life is really rough and you're struggling, you're still living better than 99% of all of humanity ever has. If you make 50 grand a year with two kids at home and a car in the driveway, and your kids go to a school where they're, you know, learning something, you're living better than 99.9% of all of humanity ever has. And if you make 150 grand a year and you got a couple kids, two cars, maybe a good vacation lined up a couple times a year, and play golf on the weekends, and you belong to the country club, I mean, you're living better than 99.9999% of humanity ever has. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm not saying be happy with your lot in life and accept corruption, but be careful when you talk about this audit the Fed business, what you're asking for. Just remember, right now the lights are on and the water is flowing. And our dollar has value. That's the reason the lights are on, the water's flowing, we have no poverty. Our dollar is the world's default currency. You know what they trade in Venezuela right now? Food and American money. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No other thing is of value. Their money is totally, utterly worthless. They trade food and American currency. That's it. When an oil transaction between Yemen and UAE is done, it's done in American dollars. When China buys oil from Iran, it's done in American dollars.
Or when China takes their money and lends it out to poor countries like Sri Lanka, or
yeah, they convert it to U.S. dollars
in Africa
first,
or whatever. They do it in dollars. They don't do it in renminbi.
And so, because of that, and that's the Federal Reserve's dollars, by the way, not the United States government's dollars. Now, the Federal Reserve dollars are backed by the full faith and the taxing power of the United States government. So I'm not wild, like a huge rah-rah, sis-boom-bah Federal Reserve guy, but I'm...
But there's worse systems.
Yes. I'm practical enough to say, at least we have a shot at life this way. A pretty comfortable life at that. Pretty comfortable life at that. Go back four generations.
Yeah.
Before the Federal Reserve. Go back four generations. Your great-great-grandparents probably had a dirt floor. Probably ate poisoned fruits and vegetables because they were using arsenic to clean apples. probably were born in a generation of 8 or 10 kids that four of them made it to adulthood. You know,
most of them probably didn't finish school.
Yeah, probably most of them probably didn't finish eighth grade.
Right, had to drop out to go help the farm.
And when the depression came, there was no nothing. There was
nothing to help.
And so, I mean, you live a really remarkably good life. Their water was cloudy, and they didn't know any better. You know why? Because they got it in the stream. And if they were smart, they ran it through a terry cloth towel before they drank it. But most of them didn't. They just drank those clay deposits and little pieces of limestone and everything else.
And the reason that they told you all those stories that everything was great is because they didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But trust me, you get thrust back into that life, you're going to know it pretty quick.
Yeah. So be careful when you go after the Fed. Be careful when you go after the Fed. This was brought to you by Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and
and what's left of Lehman Brothers.
No, I mean, granted, I understand the corruption. I understand there are people profiting wildly off of this and making trillions of dollars. And you're never going to find anybody railing against on publicly regulated airwaves more against globalist corporate whores than I am. In fact, people say, you guys ought to try to get on in other markets. No. I'll get killed. They don't mind me railing against globalism and corporatism in Montgomery. They don't want you railing against it in 110 cities. That's when you wake up with a horse's head.
Big horse people.
They love
horses.
They
come after you.
All right, Dave and Barron after this.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
If you want to get in, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing doing amazing, amazing work right here in the River Region. And they have been for over 40 years. Over 40 years. It's a great place to work, too, guys. If you're a journeyman plumber or a master plumber or whatever they call it, man, get over there. Get to Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Because you want to work for one of those places, a family-owned business that does things right. You can do your job with the head held high and know that you're providing great service at a great price to everybody. So, Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Doesn't matter what your plumbing need is. Big need, you know, or just small need. You got a leak in the can. Or I've got a whole water system that needs to be replaced, or I need to add on a bathroom, or I need to move something. 279-8919. The number one and the number two business. They got some proprietary proprietary pipelining technology. That's harder to say than you think.
It is.
Proprietary pipelining. That's four P's.
I know.
And so they don't have to dig while the other guys have to tear up your house and your yard. They don't have to do that. So give them a call. 279-8919. 279-8919. Check them out online. ColePlumbing.com. Debbie.
Hey.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
How are you this fine day? I'm doing good. You know, you're talking about how poor people can be in this world. My brother was in the Philippines right after 9/11, military. And he was in an area, like a one-mile radius area that they had to stay in. But after they, you know, secured the area, they could venture out a little bit. He met a family over there, a widow with some children. She had a little two-year-old girl he fell in love with. And they survived off at the mercy of the rice growers, the rice fields. You know, they were flooded, of course, had what they call rice milk, which is nothing but the water that is in the rice paddies. Mm. And they were allowed to go and have rice milk.
Gross.
That's it. That's what they lived on. People can be extremely poor in other countries, and we just have no idea.
Have you ever seen Empire of the Rising Sun?
It's Empire of the Sun, yeah.
Empire of the Sun, rather. What's the guy's
Christian
name?
Bale.
Christian Bale. A young Christian
Bale. It's a senior Spielberg movie.
I think I mentioned this on air before one time. He makes friends with John... what's his name? I'm having blanks all over the place today. John Malkovich. He makes friends with John Malkovich, who lives on a boat. And he... You should see the way they go after rice when they find little tiny bits of rice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously, that's a fictional representation, but poverty and starvation are real, but they're not really real in the United States. They're not really real.
Well, they could be, but not like it is in other parts of the world, by no means. Nothing
correct.
Like what my brother would see in foreign countries and my sister and her husband.
Right.
But now, what I was going to put in, you were asking a question about... you know, Iran and Iraq and the Mideast and what have you. Now, I may be wrong, but I just want to kind of get your opinion. When it came down to Benghazi, for instance, it was gun running. You know, after you sit there and you watch all the hearings and everything, it was basically the annex and the gun running deal was going on, and that had a lot to do with it. But nobody could really talk about it because it was classified, yada, yada, yada. So we only suspicion, gun running. And then when we had Black Hawk Down, that movie was based on a real-life event with the Black Hawk group, and they were, like Benghazi, kind of left out there to be massacred, and the military was held back for some reason. It was the second one, you know, that kind of makes a red flag, and there was guns involved in that, wasn't there?
There were certainly guns that they were shooting at those guys.
Yeah, they were trying to...
Well, yeah.
In Black Hawk Down, they were trying to abduct the leader on a secret mission. They were trying to get him so that they could try to either talk sense into him or whatever.
Okay.
They got caught in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah, they had a helicopter go down and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah. But now, what I'm trying to get to is profit margin when it comes to war. And the gun running, the profits of, you know, keeping the war going, keeping people fighting with each other. Do you feel like maybe there's somebody devious-wise that is getting profit off of perpetuating these wars?
Oh, Debbie, do you listen to this program? Have you ever listened to News and Views from 9 to noon?
I just want to point it out a little bit more.
Debbie, the whole premise of this program is that globalism and corporatism are destroying this world. And that they propagate the majority of their profits by war. There's a great book, General Smedley D. Butler. It's available for free online. You can Google it. War is a Racket. One of the greatest books ever written in the 1930s. In the run-up to World War II, Smedley Butler, General Butler, figured out what was going on. And He did was take, it's a short read, it's like 30-something pages. It's a great book. War is a Racket. Every person in our audience should have read by now War is a Racket by General Smedley D. Butler. If you just Google War is a Racket, it will come up. A free version of it will come up. They'll try to get you to pay for it, but if you go down to radical.org, the first, you know, organic Google hit, it's a free version of it. War is a Racket. It is absolutely brilliant. He goes through and he compares the profits of these countries, companies before World War I and after World War I. And this is what I firmly believe. And thank you for your call. It'll give me an opportunity to sound crazy for a moment.
Just for a moment, though.
This is why I always pin the birth of globalism not to, as most people do, the creation of the Fed in 1913, but to 1916 or 1917. When these companies looked around in the middle of World War I and thought, holy sh! We can make a god fortune if we just keep wars going forever. This is real money here. Real money. And to give you an example, go look at the run-up to World War II. Beginning in the late 1920s, Adolf Hitler started stockpiling a private army that would eventually reach 2 million men before he took office. A private army. Guns, training, uniforms. It was averaging millions of dollars a month in consumption. Private army. That year's money, not today's money. Millions of dollars a month. Who the hell paid for that? Who gave him millions of dollars a month to stockpile a 2-million-man private army at a time when the military in Germany was limited to 100,000 people? This was Weimar Republic Germany. Who did that? And what was the consequence of doing so? Who put ideas like Lebensraum in his mind? You know, Adolf, you could go all the way to Moscow. You ought to take the Rhineland back. Danzig.
It's ours.
Danzig is full of ethnic Germans.
That's right.
You ever considered an Anschluss in Austria? Those are ethnic Germans, too. Who put these ideas in his head? And what was the idea? What was the result of those ideas? A multi, in today's numbers, trillion-dollar war. And when you spend trillions of dollars, somebody's getting it. You don't just light it on fire and ship the ashes to the Pacific Ocean. Somebody's on the receiving end of that trillions of dollars. Somebody was on the receiving end of the $7 trillion spent for Iraq, Afghanistan, and the global war on terror. Arms manufacturers, contractors, building constructors, defense contractors. Somebody's on the receiving end. These are not... And you can't even contemplate $1 trillion.
No.
You can't contemplate $1 billion.
No.
You can't really contemplate a million. You might have a million, but you can't contemplate it. $1 million is $1,000. Your average laborer in today's money is worth about $100 a day. Think of how many days' wages for an average laborer $1 million is. A lot of money. Who put these ideas into all these people's heads? Why have we been constantly going to war? Why was the 20th century the bloodiest century that we've ever known? It wasn't capitalism. It was globalism and corporatism. And the globalist corporatist whores.
Cool.
Who profit from them.
And it's a shame, while the whores are getting rich, war doesn't actually make anybody all that more prosperous other than the whores.
The whores get richer.
Right.
But we don't get rich.
But it's just basic common sense. You're using a lot of your resources, human capital and physical capital, to go kill people and blow things up. It's not the best use of those resources.
No.
Unless you're blowing up or trying to kill
you. I can't believe Debbie asked me about my thoughts on that, though. I get the feeling she's never actually listened to the program.
Or maybe she was just, you know, teeing you up.
Oh.
It's like, Baron, I like how that swing you got.
That's a good
when
point.
You set up that big softball on that tee.
That's like calling and saying, you know, Baron, you ought to weigh in on Trump. Fan or no? You vote for Hillary?
Well, you're French, right?
Yes. Wee wee. Our number 272-9228, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, boys and girls. If you have not gone to Midtown Pizza Kitchen recently, go back. Go back. If you've never been, go. If you've been this week, go back. Midtown Pizza Kitchen's incredible. The menu's so diverse and varied, you could eat there every day. In fact, I'm not saying I eat there 3 or 4 days a week, but I eat there several days a week. And I don't feel like I'm eating the same place every time. Sometimes I want a sandwich. Get the Italian, get the Gump, Triple Stack Club, the ham sandwich. Have you had that ham and whatever? Is it ham and Swiss or whatever it is? Forest ham. Oh, my goodness, that's a good sandwich. Sometimes you just want a salad. You know, you want to go tear into a big salad. Sometimes you want a big old bowl of spaghetti and meatballs because, by God, you've had one of those days. And a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs is the only thing that's going to fix it. I've had those days recently. And you know what I did about it? I went and got a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs, and I sat down. I thought, oh, I'll never be able to eat this. And I was, and I ate about half, took half home. The meatballs are incredible. A little half, probably a bite and a half for each meatball. And you get, I don't know, it's like they dump a Mac truck in them.
Mm-hmm.
So many meatballs. The sauce, the red sauce, to die for, absolutely perfectly salted, and it's got just the right seasonings in it. Guys, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, can you tell I haven't eaten breakfast and I'm starving to death? You know what I would do for shrimp a la mode right now? You know what I would do for the eggplant parm? Do you know what I would do for the lasagna? I have to lie to my mom and tell her it's the second best lasagna I've ever had next to hers. That's okay. She understands. She gets it. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We'll be back. Why is it never light on my lawn? Why did it rain and never say goodbye?
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality, or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have the lingering effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83. Breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
My man over at Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth over there. Guys, Heirloom Jewelers is something special. It really, really, truly is something special. I'm telling you, when you walk in there, you instantly know what I'm talking about. You instantly know what I'm talking about. And it's quality. You can almost smell quality. You can almost feel quality. You walk in, you start looking at this stuff, and I'm not here to tell you that every other jewelry store in town has a bunch of busters working there, and you know, but why take the chance when you know Troop Booth is a GIA certified gemological genius, diamond specialist from the Gemological Institute of America? You know he's the guy you're dealing with, the owner. The guy with his name on the line is the guy you're dealing with. You know he offers top dollar for anything you want to sell or trade in. And you know he gives you a better value on the diamond. He was giving me an example the other day. He said some lady called and came in. He was looking at a 1.2 carat diamond. I forget what the price was. I'm just going to throw a number. I'm not going to do that because it'll scare somebody.
Yeah.
But X number of dollars. X number of dollars. And she goes to another place and she's looking at a 1 carat diamond. It's like X minus $500 or something. And she's like, well, can you come down $500 to match that? He's like, I'm giving you 0.2 more carats, which is worth like thousands of dollars at this size, and I'm giving it to you for almost the same as you're getting that. No. but you know what? They made a deal.
Yeah.
They made a deal because it's Troop Booth. It's Heirloom Jewelers. It's what he does. They've been in business since 1977. His grandmother actually started that business.
Wow.
And this third generation guy. And he knows what he's doing. He does the business well. And I encourage you to get by there. Vintage watches, he'll buy those from you or sell them for you. Or the other thing, too, if you're looking for a particular style of ring or watch or bracelet or whatever, he'll have his eyes peeled. And he'll look it out. And he goes to these jewelry sales all the time. And he can get whatever you want. Whatever you want. So, you know, I want to. A 1961 Pepsi Rolex. Well, keep your eyes peeled, Troop, and he'll go out and find you one. He'll go out and find you one. Our number, 272-9228. I got Joey Clark in the studio.
Indeed.
David L. Mowry.
That's me.
And who's this? Jim.
Jeff.
Is it Jim or Jeff? You're saying it so fast and I'm so deaf.
Jeff.
Jeff. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being out here. Baron, so what's your thought on the Fed and the Industrial War Complex?
Hold on.
I was going to say, hold on.
Listen to the last two segments.
Go off on that rant.
Okay.
Great.
I was about to cry. There's no one listening to the show. Is my mom the only one listening? Who just wrote me out of the will, by the way, for the lasagna comment?
Uh-oh.
So I wanted to know your thoughts on when this Utah guy is going to come out with the information, possibly indictments, on all of the Uranium One and Clinton Foundation.
Well, you're saying there'll be indictments. I'm not so sure there will be.
Well, you're correct. I don't know if there will or will not. But if they are, they'll most likely be sealed anyway. What might they be able to release to the public?
What makes you... Oh, gosh. I'm gonna play two sides of this here. It's the only way to handle this. All right. On the one hand... What you're espousing is there's an investigation going on right now into the Clinton Foundation, correct?
I do believe there is.
Okay. On the other hand, what evidence do you have that that is reality?
I think they're investigating the uranium one.
You think? What evidence do you have?
I don't have any evidence.
Okay, so why do you think that?
It's been in the news over the last few months that there is a independent investigation going on about the uranium one deal.
What news? I've not seen that news.
That was on Fox News a couple of times. It was on Hannity a week or two ago, maybe not even that long. And I've heard it a couple of times, once on The Revolution, and once on, I think it was Talk Radio with Dan Morris.
That there's an active investigation into Uranium One.
There is an investigation. It's being run by a big-time guy out of Utah. And
yeah, but they've not said what he's investigating. Okay, so you're talking about the John Huber investigation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John Huber is the U.S. attorney in Utah, and it has been in the news, the Russian Uranium One deal, primarily because Chuck Grassley has been doing investigations on the Senate Judiciary Committee and requesting documents and things. I'm not aware that anybody has ever announced what it is that... that John Huber's investigating. Now,
okay.
I myself believe John Huber has open, active grand juries. But that's not because I've saw it on the news. That's because of the request they keep having where they say, we need this information. He says, grand jury material. I can't give it to you.
That's what I'm trying to read between the lines.
Yeah. I don't know if that's Clinton Foundation, if that's Uranium One, or if that's the... deep state operation to try to take Trump out. I don't think we have enough information to draw any of those conclusions.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for the service you guys provide to us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you calling. And if you have more information, call me back and let me know. I'm always eager to talk about it.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff. Who is this?
This is William.
Hey, William.
Hey, I want to discuss with you your comments about pre-Nazi day. With Hitler.
Hold on, you're on speaker or Bluetooth? Because I can't hear you. Will you just get me on a regular phone?
Thank you. Hear me now?
A little bit better. He's talking about Weimar Germany.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Your comment about pre-Nazism. Germany was setting up his war machine. In a mental aspect,
are
we doing?
Hold on. Hey, are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth? Because I can't.
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah. All right. Try to talk sort of into the end. Make sure you're talking into the mouthpiece, not the earpiece. Like, hold it up to your face.
On your comment about pre-Nazism,
yeah, I'm going to do my best. Just go ahead.
Are we kind of doing that in a mental aspect in our schools today when we preach social justice, anti-American social justice? We don't talk about the hundreds of millions of people killed by the communist China and in Russia and the socialism.
Yeah, I like your comparison. I don't know if that's purposefully being set out that way, but I do like your comparison. I think there may be something to the fact that it's purposeful. Keep in mind, globalism and corporatism have a lot of tentacles. It's not a single monolith entity. It's a lot of tentacles out there, but they all have a common theme, and the common theme is the commoditization of humanity. If you believe in individual rights and the autonomy of the individual, you're probably not a globalist corporatist whore. If you believe in the commoditization of humanity, and that individuals are nameless, faceless masses that can be used to achieve your ends, and if they get harmed or die in the process, that's their problem, not yours, then you're probably a globalist corporatist whore. If you don't give much thought to either of those, you're probably a tool of the globalist corporatist whores. You know, if you can't follow what I'm saying, you're probably a tool of the globalist corporatist whores, and you're just unwitting. You don't know any better because you're uneducated. Part of being a tool of the globalist corporatist whores and unwitting, uneducated mass is they don't teach you these things in high school or college.
But I'll tell you where you can get some of it from. If you can teach to be an individual through the Bible.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff.
I'll show you how.
Okay.
The way to heaven is narrow, right?
I'm having a terrible time here. The way to heaven is narrow.
Narrow, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And why is that?
Because God set it up that way. Don't ask me questions. Just tell me.
No.
Just tell me.
Because it's an individual choice. Yeah.
People calling and interviewing the radio host when they know the answers is bad radio. I do appreciate your call, though, Jeff. Thank you. 272-922. If you have a genuine question, ask it.
Do we have
But don't call and interview me with a series
of
questions.
Do we have empirical proof that it's not taught that Russia's bad in high schools and in middle schools and elementary? Do we have proof that, that we don't learn about the Great Leap Forward and how 50 million people died? Do we have empirical proof that they don't teach about the American Revolution? Because, I mean, I learned all those things in high school. But I went to a lot of high schools. I learned all those things in school coming up the entire time, starting in fourth grade when you take world history, on up through seventh grade, you take American history, and also 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, and also college.
Yeah, I think what he's talking about is more the...
I get the social justice thing, but...
That kids are coming out mushy.
And also, I think you could cut it this way. I think the zeitgeist is Hitler bad, Nazis bad. Hitler bad was the worst evil ever. They were irredeemable in every possible way. And also, yeah, we had to deal with the Soviet Union. And I think the Soviet Union, you get the Cold War and the Soviet Union was bad, but I don't think they're, say, giving out to students Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago and going into detail of how bad it was.
They're not?
Well, I don't know.
Do you have empirical proof they're not?
Right. No, and that's
and
a good
look,
question.
Hey, look, things might have changed in 25 years, but my best friend from high school, who was my freshman year roommate, wrote a paper on that for our senior English class.
So. Did he really?
Yes.
Well, that's a good...
Because we had something called humanities, and I think it was English and history and economics combined.
But you're also discounting that the education you received 25 years... What did you
right,
graduate high school?
24 years ago, thank you.
95?
Yeah, 95.
All right.
I'm sure it's changed.
When I left high school in 1997, it more resembled what you're describing. I don't know 22 years now later.
I just think, and we probably got to take a break, but I just think that there's a lot of, well, they don't teach the kids this, or kids today are like this.
Yeah.
And there's literally not just no proof. It like, I can show you actively where you're 100% wrong.
Yeah. Evidence that it's not that.
Like I have this take that like I've been sort of fomenting on where like all the things that they say about society, like doesn't apply to me. You know, like they say, younger people, they don't get married. You know, okay, well, I've been married for a long time. You know, like, kids are this. Well, they're not. You know, kids are tough or they don't. No kids are tough, you know?
I'll whip any kid's ass.
Well, you know, yeah, right? But you know, they give everybody a trophy. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I think the first year after T-ball, I remember my kid, like, not getting a trophy and him being pretty sad about it.
Yeah.
He has to learn to lose.
And you know what? Dave was like, could you get this kid a trophy?
Seriously.
Come on, give him a trophy.
They gave me our baseball team's trophies, and I hated it. Because we didn't win.
Right.
I was like, what is this
trophy
for?
And they know what's up.
Your take was I thought you were going towards the Joe Rogan take on women guarding the White House. When he said that woman was overpowered, he's like, women are great. I love women. I got a wife and two daughters, but I could beat the out of all three of them at one time, even if I had the flu.
I just think that, and look, I understand that we do radio, right? But I just think one of the things that, one of the problems we have as a society and why we cannot drill down and be friends with people that have different views than us is that people just think, liberals think this way, conservatives think this way, black people think this way, white people think this way, whatever it is, that groups are monolithic, and they're not, and they never have been.
Amen.
I remember having this conversation 10 years ago with somebody about this. They said, what about the black community? I said, there's not really a black community. There are a lot of black communities, right. But there's not a white community. Like, even in this town, there's a lot of black communities, and they don't think monolithically, even between them. Yeah. You get 10 preachers in a room, and they can tell you the goods and ills of society, and they'll be completely different. And their solutions will be completely different. So I'm not picking on the caller. I just, that line of thinking just kind of drives me nuts. And it's a lot of it's driven by social media and constant outrage and, you know, all the things that we do here every day.
Well, what are you talking about, constant outrage?
And it's almost like people are replacing wisdom with cynicism. And I mean, I've done that. Like, I'm cynical, so I'm wise.
And look, here's the thing. Since what was it like? Is it Aristotle or Plato? Whichever one was the teacher, whichever one was the student. The student or the teacher says, these kids today are soft.
Right.
2,500 years ago. It's next generation, they're losers.
We'll be back.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udall and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Till the top of the hour, 6 minutes to the top of the hour. Joey Clark joins us here for the last couple of segments. Dave Mowry has been with us now for four consecutive days. He's practically moved in. He wore a tie this morning.
Just to impress you.
Wore a tie this morning. I said, Dave, why you got a tie on? He said, I got a job. You know, happens. Wake up one day and you realize you got a job somewhere. You were just volunteering and you
just showed up every day. And like later on, they're like, yeah, sure, I guess you work here.
I guess you work.
Wait a minute, what happened to Dave?
Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. He is a concrete guru. He's a concrete guru. This guy understands the concrete business better than anybody I've ever met. How do I know that? I sat down and interviewed him. I talked to him. And I said, okay, I need a patio on my back porch. Tell me everything I need to know. He started going through, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable what he was able to walk me through in terms of what I would need, how long it would take, how much money. He's never once seen my patio. But I described it to him, and he just knows. And then he told me all the other things he can do. Clear off a five-acre lot if you need to, or at least a home place for on a five-acre lot. Get it cleared off. Get the clay brought in. Get everything packed down. Get the piers, if necessary, dug. Get the foundation laid. This guy just gets it. He understands concrete. Then I call him one day. Tom, what you doing? But Tom. He's down in a city in South Alabama or South Central Alabama. And they're redoing the entire downtown strip, foundation by foundation by foundation. That's the trust people have in Tom Latham at Pennier and Concrete Technology. So if it's a simple walkway, patio, foundation, driveway, curbing, any job you need, commercial, industrial, residential, large job, small job, call them, 284-9292. You want to know what kind of cruise he's going to bring, what it's going to look like, the dedication, quality they spend? Check out his Facebook page, Tom Latham, Pennier and Concrete Technologies. They got a great Facebook page with videos and pictures of their products in process and the finished process, and some before and after shots so you can get an idea what you're looking at. Tom Latham, PennyEarn.co, PennyEarn Concrete Technologies on Facebook, or 284-9292. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Joey Clark. And you know what we're getting tomorrow, gentlemen?
What?
The first ever picture of a black hole.
Yeah, I saw some about that.
May be revealed.
Is it just like a really dark area of space?
I think they're claiming it's...
So this is what baffles me about it, right? It's like, space, it's really black. Then we got a black hole. See, it's perfect. Blacker? Well, there's really kind of a void of... But did you know this?
Blacker?
I have heard... I'll just say it. All of the color... All of the pictures that you see that are like of nebula and stuff are colorized.
Yes, I think so.
They're
enhanced. Basically making it up.
Yeah.
Right. And it's different gases. And they say, well, that gas... Let's put blue on that gas and red on this gas.
It's kind of like the dinosaurs.
Well, yeah.
But the dinosaurs weren't completely made up. They were just pieced together in funny manners.
Well, I think in the
this is like a paint by numbers thing. You know, remember that where it's like you put the red where it says one and the green where it says two, and look, now we got a little crab nebula.
I think what they're claiming they're doing is mapping the event horizon, right? Right on the edge
that's
of
right.
it.
So that
could yeah, that's what they're saying here. It says taking a picture of a black hole is difficult because they don't emit or reflect any light.
Right, it's this really black area in space.
So this is newscientist.com. It says, so what are we going to see? They're trying to get an image of the black hole's shadow. But if it doesn't emit light, how's it cast a shadow? Black holes are surrounded by bright material glowing as it falls into their maw.
Right.
Their what?
Maw.
M-A-W.
Never heard that?
No.
Picture like the pit of Sarlacc, you know? Just like,
yeah, okay.
Hey, don't go falling into people's maw, okay?
Make my own decision. Thank you very much.
And part of this material should be obscured by the black hole itself. It's very different from the shadow caused by an opaque object because a black hole isn't opaque. It's absorbing light. As a result, we should see a dark inner region surrounded by a sliver of light that looks like a crescent moon.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there's a dark space, there's a piece of light, and then there's more dark.
There's more darkness.
Also known as you look up and you see stars.
Known as everything else in space.
Dark space with the occasional piece of light.
You know, scientists really do have a problem. They spend all these hours studying this, putting however God knows how much money into this, and then your average person's like, yeah, all right, cool, man.
Yeah, it's great. I read this thing about these dudes that they're trying to find, like, this is where I started talking about this, Baron, where, like, how can they not find planets, like, between where we are and, like, the next galaxy or whatever, but we can see all these galaxies and they can find these Earth planets.
Right.
But these guys, like, spend all their day, like, and there's only, like, a certain window of time that they can do it. They have to scan the entire sky, and they're up in Hilo, and they're 14,000 feet. And so, like, when you walk from the car, like, to the thing, you almost pass out. And, like, I mean, it's just this nutso thing. And, they can't find it, but they know that it's there. But apparently, until you put your eyes